Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Is it something that you're buying into? Is it something that you've been dying for? You've literally been saving your money, waiting to get paid to go and indulge. Well, one woman who's all over it is Martina, and she's on the line with me now. Martina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
In top form. So, Martina Beattie, you're from Monaghan, but what did you get up to?
Well, we always go to Blanchardstown every year. That would be our main go-to place for shopping. And last night, Blanchardstown run their discount night.
Okay.
Which they do every year, but last year wouldn't have been as busy, and this year I think it really took staff, shops, everybody by surprise, the amount of people actually turned up to us.
And what is, like, Martina, what was so good about it? What were they offering?
They were offering anything from 20% to 40% off in shops. It seemed to be mostly within the centre itself. And we came up from Monaghan now. Myself and Laura came up the road from Monaghan. And it was starting at 7 o'clock. I think Brezzy was turning on the Christmas lights in it. That's what kicked the whole thing off.
Brezzy, did you say?
Yes, yes.
Listen now, girls, hang on. Were you up for the shopping or were you up for an argue?
We missed them. We missed the view altogether. We didn't see the view at all.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I just have an old Google when you get home so you've had the shopping and you can have a look at them.
Yeah.
But listen, so come here. And it's really genuine, isn't it? That's what it is, Martina, for me. It's the fact that these are things you will be spending 100% on that are genuinely discounted right down, isn't it?
Absolutely. I went up, I had only one thing on my mind, and that was to shop for all my nieces and nephews. And I'll worry about whatever else after that. But I just wanted to get my nieces and nephews done because I have about 8, 10, 12 people to get sorted. And from all, it was really the children's sections that I was going to. So I was going to Name It, Debenhams, you know, Next, all these stores, and they were just so busy and with such good discounts. It was just fantastic.
And Marty, was it like that feeling? Have you ever done that on Stephen's Day, or is that your thing or not?
No, I would never do that. No, once Christmas comes, that's it, put the feet up. I would not be bothered going out to a shop on St. Stephen's Day at all.
Can I tell you, I'm with you on that. My view is I feel really bad. Stephen's Day, I feel really bad because you've got a huge amount of, this is why I think Black Friday is really going to catch on here, because my feeling is so many people I know end up working on Stephen's Day, or else, you know, nieces, nephews, cousins in shops or whatever, and they have to, and that's the way it is, and it's good money to be made, but also it just feels that it's still part of Christmas, and that, you know, you don't want to just Christmas, then you're nearly going to bed early because you're getting ready to go to the sales.
Yeah. I have to say Blanchardstown brought Christmas with a bang last night, because it was just, they had carol singers, they had a big brass band up at the front of the centre. It was lovely. It was a fantastic atmosphere, great sales, but it was a nightmare to try and beat through the hordes of people. It was unreal.
And what was the atmosphere like? Was it panicked, elbowing each other out of the way?
No, not really. Other than people were getting a bit annoyed in the queues. I think the shops didn't realise it was going to be so busy, and some of the shops didn't have enough staff on. Now, I think it was from 7 to 10 was the hours that the sales were going to be on. Debenhams actually ended up staying open until 11 last night, because just to purely deal with the backlog of queues.
Oh my God, they hadn't planned that and they just said, that's it, we have to.
Yeah, they announced that the store was going to be staying open until 11 o'clock. Yeah,
wow.
It was only, now you were definitely standing between 15 minutes and half an hour to get to a till in Debenhams.
That's unheard of, where a shop just decides then.
I have never, ever, I would be a great Christmas shopper. I would always make my plans and go to, and it's always Dublin. A lot of people say, oh, go to the north and go to the north. We would never, and we're living on the border area. But for shopping-wise, Blanchardstown would always be our go-to place. We would never go across the border for shopping, for clothes or anything like that, really. But it was fantastic last night. It was absolutely unreal. I bought, we'll say, for about 8 nieces and nephews, and I would definitely have saved between 100 and 130 euro. That would have been added on to the total price otherwise, you know.
Brilliant. That's what I was going to ask you. I love the old brass tacks of savings, you know.
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. Black Friday will definitely catch on in Ireland, because people now, the way the economy is gone, they want to save their money. They have the few pound maybe that they're trying to put by for Christmas, and they will spend it if they think they're going to get a deal.
Martina, what about the, do you know what? It's so good, by the way, to have you, like, we're flying the wall. You've brought us right into the heart of what happened last night, and I love that. Just knowing what happened, because we're trying to see will Black Friday actually catch on. What about online? What do you think of that? There's a huge amount of discounts now going around. People are emailing each other discount codes.
I actually heard you speaking there this morning of Amazon. I would be a great shopper on Amazon now, I have to say. But I haven't actually checked out the internet at all this morning, so I have no experience about shopping on Black Friday on online stuff at all.
We'll have to wait and see, won't we, and see if that's something...
I'll have to go and take a few looks now.
Do you know what else, Martine? They're saying that between today and Monday, Monday's the biggest shopping day online in Ireland. They call it Cyber Monday, I think, December the 1st. So it's really interesting. This is going to be really the biggest spending weekend of the year in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, it was evident in Blanchardstown last night. There was cars abandoned on at the roundabouts, on grass verges. They were double parked. They were everywhere just to get into the shopping centre to get the deals and get home again. It was like nothing I have ever seen before.
Well, do you know what, Martina? I think Blanchardstown need to get in touch with us, to get in touch with you, and have you as their person next year to promote this, because you're a great woman.
There you go. Yes, I'll promote north and south of the border.
We found our Black Friday ambassador in Martina Beatty from Monaghan. Martina, thanks so much. Really thrilled to talk to you. Well done on the bargains. I love an old bargain. Well done.
No bother. Thanks, Amelia. Lovely talking to you.
You too. Bye.